What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another hour of the Andy Slater Show on this Thursday, March 14th. I am going to take a little bit of a long weekend. So you got me today. Tomorrow, I will not be on the air. We're getting right into the heart of March. We're not there yet. And I just felt like, well, let me put it to you like this. You know, on this show, I'm always all about, so I'm not going to come on here and say, I just felt like I needed a day off before we get into March Madness. No, maybe some of you do, but that's not the reason I'm not going to be on the airwaves tomorrow. If you follow me on Instagram, you saw a couple of days ago, I posted on my IG story that I was playing in a big poker tournament. Now, normally, when I'm in Florida, I play at the Hard Rock. When I'm in Medellin, which is where I'm doing the show from right now, I play at one of the casinos here. And they're in the middle of it right now, one of the biggest poker tournaments they've ever had in this city and the entire country. And on Monday, I played and I qualified. I had the third most amount of chips, third or second most amount of chips. And day two of that tournament is tomorrow. And the tournament begins in the early afternoon. So what am I going to do? Am I going to forfeit my chips and forfeit my chance at a ton of money? Or am I going to play in the tournament? So I emailed the station and I told them, look, I'm not going to be able to do a show on Friday. And they said, no problem. We got you. Don't worry about it. Now, I didn't tell them that I was playing in a poker tournament. I didn't volunteer that information. So maybe you could say I'm more honest with all of you than the station. No, that's not the case. But I knew they would be cool with it. I've been here on the airwaves at Fox Sports 640 South Florida for quite some time. We have a great relationship. And part of my show is poker. So if I got to play in a big poker tournament and miss a show on a certain day, it's just got to be done. So I'm sure they're very understanding. I will post updates on my Instagram story, and hopefully I will make the final table, which would be on Saturday. I don't have a Saturday show, so Saturday will not be a problem. The problem is tomorrow afternoon, and I've got a lot of chips. I'm right up top that leaderboard, and I'm looking forward to it. Now, if I do make the final table on Saturday, which I completely plan to do, I will tweet out a link and put it on IG because they will be live streaming it. So you could watch me play cards and hopefully watch me win the entire tournament. Last year, it was last March, I played in a big tournament here in Medellin. It was the Colombian National Championship, and I won it. I got a trophy. I got a ring. I got a bunch of Colombian pesos. They go a long way. So I look forward to getting even more of that. Plus, you know, I'll put in some parlays at the supermarket. I'm sure Marlins Man will put in some parlays. You guys are something else. This morning, I'm eating breakfast. I'm having eggs, toast, two coffees. And I go to my Instagram, I go to my Twitter, email, everything. I'm getting messages left and right from so many of you. Andy, what's the Panthers play today? What's the parlay? I don't know how many times I have to say it. It's not going to be an every game occurrence. It can't be. There will be days I have one, and there will be days I don't. You just got to be patient. You got to be smart. So we have a lot of action going on. We're going to have even more action going on. 2 weeks from today, The Marlins take the field. I will be there at Lone Depot Park. They will host the Pittsburgh Pirates opening day. The long journey of baseball season is almost here, which is exciting. I hope this season is exciting for the Marlins. I hope there's a lot of excitement in the ballpark. The Marlins are encouraging fans to bring musical instruments. I cannot wait to hear that. Luis Arraez singles to left. That is going to be so awesome. Just a reminder, though, vuvuzelas are not allowed, and pots and pans are not allowed. So you cannot bring in pots and pans to Lone Depot Park. I'm just preparing you for 2 weeks from now. And you cannot bring in vuvuzelas. But if you want to bring in a trombone, a tuba, drums, that is permitted from what I understand. I could see it now. Somebody walking into Lone Depot Park with a drum set, like a full drum set. I really hope this works because I like when South Florida is the talk of something. And if we have a lot of musical instruments at Lone Depot Park, and let's say the opponent gets annoyed, what are they going to do? In the middle of a pitch, you just start banging the drum. I think that's going to be fantastic. I want to bang on the drum all day. Players get annoyed at that because it's all about concentration. You look at golf, you look at tennis, you're not allowed to like say anything. You can't even make any type of noise. You cannot talk. In a tennis match like the Miami Open coming up, you can't say a word. You're not even allowed to whisper. When Tiger Woods is about to take a shot, forget about it. Any golfer. But the Miami Marlins, they want musical instruments, and I love the idea. I'm all about atmosphere. And the way I've always looked at Lone Depot Park is, would you bring a date there? And if you did bring a date there, somebody who had never been there before, would they be like, oh my gosh, I had such a great time? And in the past, if I'm sitting behind home plate or you're sitting anywhere in the stadium, it's so quiet. If you brought a date there, they'd be like, why are we here? I don't have a lot of people around me. There's no energy here. There's no emotion. It's like, okay, we can eat a little bit. We could watch what's going on the field, but this is a little boring. When I go to Yankee Stadium, forget about it. If I brought a date to Yankee Stadium, well, first of all, they'd probably need a visa, if you know what I mean. Secondly, they would be so thrilled because the atmosphere at Yankee Stadium is amazing. So now, having musical instruments 2 weeks from today at Lone Depot Park, and hopefully a lot of them, that should literally drum things up. So I'm excited about that. Opening day is always something to be excited about, but now that we're going to include instruments and the Marlins are going to encourage that, I think it's great. Fantastic idea. I hope it works. So speaking of excitement, are a lot of you excited for Selection Sunday and the NCAA tournament, which begins next week? This Sunday, the field will be set for the big dance. And then 1 week from today, and then 1 week from tomorrow as well, those are the two best days of college basketball, in my opinion. We get games all day long, from noon till beyond midnight. Some of you will do office pools, which is fine. But in addition to that, now in Florida, we got the Hard Rock Bet app, which means all kinds of wagering going on. Live betting, prop bets. March Madness is a great sporting event, and it's a spectacular gambling event. If you talk to any sports book director in Vegas, they will tell you, because they've told me several times, March Madness as an event, the NCAA tournament, it brings in more wagering than the Super Bowl. Now, you could say, okay, because it's spread out, which is definitely true. But the events that they have in the resorts in Vegas, they set up in ballrooms and theaters places for you to watch all these games. And they open up concession stands for it. It is a monster event in Vegas. And I am sure it will turn out to be a monster event at the Hard Rock as well. So if you combine the NCAA tournament with baseball season coming along, with the NBA approaching playoff time, with the National Hockey League approaching playoff time, and you've got soccer going on as well, you've got football news coming in left and right with the draft coming up, I think there's a lot to discuss and there's a lot to be excited about. Now, I know you may not be excited right now about the Miami Heat, but should you be panicking? Should you even be nervous right now about this Miami Heat team? I have a lot of notes in front of me. I have a lot of things to say, but I can't say anything else until this hour officially begins.
It's time to shuffle up and deal.
I start this hour with the Miami Heat, a team that has now lost four games in a row. And if you look at the standings, the Miami Heat are eighth in the Eastern Conference. And when you're eighth, that means you're below the play-in line. If they were in seventh, they would still be below the play-in line. To not be in that play-in tournament, you've got to finish in the top six. The Miami Heat have 17 games to go in the regular season. Are you scared at all about them making the playoffs? Are you worried at all? Can the Miami Heat afford to play with fire again, just like they did last year with the play-in tournament? We saw last season incredible things. Last year, the Miami Heat made it to the NBA Finals. They were an 8 seed. They tore through everyone. They made their way to Denver to take on the Western Conference champion Denver Nuggets. And they did it by going through the play-in tournament. And it wasn't even the first game they won. It was the second. And they almost didn't win that game. They almost did not get in. So they went from almost not getting in to going to the NBA Finals. If they put themselves in that position this season, can they succeed again? I personally am not worried. I'm just not worried about this team. I think they're fully capable of doing it again. That doesn't mean I don't think there's some warning signs and things to be concerned about, because I do. But I'm not worried. I think this squad is capable. Last night's game, you take a look at it, and you're going up against the machine. That Denver Nuggets team last night didn't even get big games from Jokic or Jamal Murray. And still, they beat Miami 100-88. Now, the Heat didn't really get a big game from anyone. Jimmy Butler wasn't great. The most impressive part of that game last night from a Heat perspective was Bam. That's because he wasn't afraid to take on Jokic as a defensive assignment. It doesn't get any tougher in the NBA than covering Jokic. He's got to be the hardest cover in the league. And Bam took on the challenge. So that part was good. Everything else, not so good. I think part of this is that the Miami Heat missed Tyler Hero. He's been out a bit with a foot injury. They're also without Kevin Love. Now, Kevin Love doesn't pile up big numbers, but they don't have anyone who duplicates his exact contributions. That would be on the glass, the outlet passes. Everything Kevin Love does as one person, the Heat, they don't have someone to replace that. I'm not using any of my words as an excuse. I don't want it to be looked at in that manner. There's a few key rotation guys who are out for Miami, but Miami still has enough. They certainly had enough to be able to beat the Washington Wizards the other night, and they didn't. They had enough to beat Denver on a night where they held the Nuggets to just 100 points, but they didn't beat them. Right now, the Miami Heat are struggling, and the Miami Heat are searching. But I am still at the point, because I've seen it too many times, and I just saw it last year. We all saw it. Just get in. Even if it's to the play-in round, just get in. Get into that, and then let's see where they are, and let's see their mindset. We know Jimmy can turn it up. We know Jimmy's got levels, and he hasn't reached that level yet that he's definitely capable of reaching. Lately, he has not been getting to the line a lot, and that's a big part of his game. After the game yesterday, Eric Spoelstra said the officials have been calling things a bit differently lately. That means Jimmy may have to stop trying to get contact. It could mean that he needs to start trying to score more rather than get to the line, knowing that the calls are being made differently or not being made. If that's the case, well, then you got to make some adjustments. So that's something to keep an eye on. If I'm surprised by anything with this Heat team, it would be their home record, because their record at home is not very good. You take a look at what they've done at the Kaseya Center this season, they're 17-15. On the road, they're 18-15. So essentially the same record at home and on the road, and that's very strange, because when you're at home, you should be performing better. 32 games is not a small sample size. You're only two games above 500 at home. We're in March here, and heck, it's the middle of March. This is just who the Heat are. They're a decent road team. Not some amazing road team, but you're pretty good. You're decent if you're 18-15 on the road, and you're not very good at home. You might say, well, wait a minute, Slater. It's the same record, essentially, both home and road, so why are they decent on the road and not very good at home? Because we know you're supposed to have an advantage at home. If you have the same record at home and on the road, it's not equal. You've got the crowd. The Heat don't have instruments either. Maybe they should do what the Marlins are doing, bring in your instruments. But for whatever the reason is, this season at home, they haven't been good. When your record is the same, if not better, on the road than home, what's going on? Are they South Beaching themselves? Now, in the end, come playoff time, what it all boils down to is matchups. Even if the Heat are in one of the play-in games, it's going to be about matchups. And when you look at the Eastern Conference, the only team that scares the Heat, that should scare the Heat, I've said it before and I'll say it again, it's the Boston Celtics, and that is it. The Celtics should scare them because they've also made additions. Porzingis, Holiday. That Celtics team has gotten a whole lot better. Definitely better than the one the Heat beat in Game 7 in their house. Miami hasn't beaten them this regular season. They're very tough. If the Heat end up against the Boston Celtics at some point, It's going to be extremely difficult for Miami to win that series. And as we saw last night, if the Heat somehow make it to the NBA Finals and Denver's waiting for them, what have the Heat done to get over that hump, to be able to beat them? Denver's a juggernaut. They play beautiful basketball. They share the ball so well. They've got stars. And those stars they have are selfless. They're really good. If you are planning a parade down Biscayne Boulevard, I would say the biggest worry as a Heat fan that you should have is Boston. That's it. Don't think about anything else. Just think about the Heat facing Boston. That's the only worry. The advantage that Miami could have there is that they're in Boston's head. They've had prior success. They're not scared of them. And then if the Heat were to face Boston and get by them, then again, the worry would be Denver in the West. Although there are probably other Western Conference teams that would give the Heat a problem, but seeing the Nuggets play last night, that team is great. That team is finals great. What are they, 10-1 since the All-Star break? They're turning it on right at the perfect time. They have the MVP. Mike Malone's a great coach. I talk about the Heat not doing well at home. Look at Denver. Denver's got an amazing home court advantage with the altitude. So you come in, you face a really tough team, and then you're facing an adjustment there. And look, if the Heat didn't make it to the NBA Finals and it was Boston and Denver, you talk about one heck of a series. That would be a heavyweight fight. So we got one team clinging on to the eighth seed, and then we've got another clinging on to the one seed. The Florida Panthers, they've got a tough matchup tonight. I want to discuss that, and I will in just a moment. I may have a tough matchup in my poker tournament tomorrow and Saturday at the final table. I hope I'm there. You could be at the final table in the poker room at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood, because they've got poker tournaments going on every single day. Some amazing action in that poker room at the Hard Rock. If you're interested in getting into a tournament, all of the schedule, the information, the time, the date, everything you need to know is at SeminoleHardRockPokerOpen.com. That's the site you want to go to, SeminoleHardRockPokerOpen.com. If you don't have time to play in a tournament, you could play in a cash game. They've got bonus high hands going on. Texas Hold'em, no limit, of course. Who plays limit hold'em anymore? It's like ancient. I mean, some of you guys like it, but maybe you want to play some Omaha. They've got a lot of action in the poker room every single day of the week. It's the best place to play in all of Florida, and it's open 24 hours a day. There is never a bad time to go. It's always a great time to go to the poker room at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. We got a lot of action going on during the afternoon, conference tournaments. We've also got a lot of action going on right now at Gulfstream Park. It is the championship meet at Gulfstream Park, and the Florida Derby is about 2 weeks away. I will be at Gulfstream Park for the Florida Derby. It'll be an exciting afternoon of action. But you don't have to wait until then. You don't have to wait till the end of March. They got racing going on right now. Live racing Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's 5 days a week. And during the championship meet, it is the best of the best. The best in the horse racing world is at Gulfstream Park. That means the best horses, the best jockeys, the best trainers, the best of everything. Now, what I love to do at Gulfstream is go to their trackside restaurant, Ten Palms, get a table, have a fantastic meal, watch the races live right in front of me, and of course, wager on them. But you don't even have to wager a whole lot. You can wager 10 or 20 cents and possibly make thousands of dollars. I see it happen all of the time. Wednesday through Sunday, live racing right now. It is the championship meet, and the Florida Derby is about 2 weeks away in Hollandale Beach at Gulfstream Park. Now, another place I like to go is Sunrise, Florida. No, not to Sawgrass Mills Mall, unless it's Christmas time and I want to get a video of a fight at the Steve Madden store. That was an epic
Slater's Scoop
classic. You could Google it if you want. But I love going to Florida Panthers games. Now, tonight's Panthers game, it's not in Sunrise. It's in Raleigh, North Carolina, home of the Carolina Hurricanes. I was there in Raleigh last season, playoff time, and those Hurricanes fans, they are really into it. So into their hockey team. Panthers fans, you're very into your hockey team. The Panthers fan base has grown. They used to be a joke around the league. Nobody would go to games. Now that building is packed. It is a great time at the Emirates Bank Arena, especially when the Panthers win, and they've been winning a lot. What a win they had the other night in Dallas. Hoping for another one tonight in Carolina. But this matchup is extremely difficult. The last time the Panthers were there, and it wasn't all that long ago, it was last month, the Panthers had this amazing road winning streak, and it was snapped. There's bad blood between the Hurricanes and Panthers. They had that playoff series. The Cats went in, and they took something from them, and the Panthers advanced to the Stanley Cup Final. The Carolina Hurricanes didn't. I just spent the first segment talking about the Miami Heat and how even though they've had this incredible run just less than a year ago, they're back to the way they were last regular season. Just out there playing but not doing all that much. They're waiting for the playoffs to begin. If there was any momentum from anything they accomplished last season, I haven't seen it this year. But when you take a look at the Florida Panthers, they are the complete opposite. The way they are playing now, you can 100% see they used last season as a springboard. They are playing like a team that went to the Stanley Cup Final a year ago, and this year, not only do they want to go, but they want to win the Stanley Cup. That's what they look like. They look like a team that knows how close they were, and they don't want to be just close again. They want to win it all. That's what I see when I'm watching the Panthers. And you see now how they're giving themselves a better chance this year. Last season, they were the eighth seed. Boston, they were a juggernaut the entire regular season. Every single series last year, the Panthers started on the road. They were the underdog. Now, this year, they're the best team in the league. And they keep proving why they have the most points. Their most recent win in Dallas, they were down 3-0 in the second period. Then they rip off 4 straight goals and they win in regulation. That's one example of what a great season it has been so far for this Panthers team. So what you'll get with the Panthers heading into playoff time is likely a 1 seed. And if they are the 1 seed, that means the road to the Eastern Conference will run through Sunrise. If they win the President's Trophy, the road to the Stanley Cup will run through Sunrise. As long as they're in it, it's going to run through Sunrise. And it will also mean you'll have a team that is playing great. They're on fire. They'll have a fully confident squad. And you'll watch the Panthers knowing that they can beat any team in the NHL. And you'll feel good about it. Now, 2 years ago, they did win the President's Trophy. They went from being a bad hockey team to the best team in the league. They barely got by the Washington Capitals, but they finally won a playoff series. And it felt like once they accomplished that, okay, we're going to go out there. We're going to, of course, do the best we can to win the Stanley Cup. But after that, they got run over. And then that was it. That ain't going to happen again. If the Panthers do win the President's Trophy, I highly doubt we're going to see the same thing that happened last year when the Boston Bruins won it. Everybody talked about how good of a team they were, and then they're ousted in the first round. And that was courtesy of Florida. I'm excited about the Florida Panthers. I'm excited about the Heat, but I'm not panicking. I'm not worried. I believe in them. But when you look at the comparison, I know we don't care about seeding. We don't care about home court. The Miami Heat have done it before. They've shown everyone that the regular season to them doesn't mean a whole lot. They're capable of doing well come playoff time, going to the NBA Finals, even if they have to have a game or two in the play-in tournament. Now, which one is going to be the better approach? It's a very unique situation here. The Panthers and Heat, they were both one seeds at a time. Then the Panthers and Heat were both eight seeds. Now the Panthers are going back to their one seed ways, and the Heat, they look to be continuing their eight seed way. Which approach is going to be better? We know both teams want championships. Getting to the NBA Finals again won't be good enough for the Miami Heat. Winning just the Eastern Conference is not going to be good enough for the Florida Panthers. Both teams want a parade. And there's really no telling which route this season is going to be better. Is it going to be the Heat's way of doing things? Or is it going to be the Panthers' way of doing things? I hope they both work. Here's something I know for sure works. The bagel loan. If you're buying a home, you need a mortgage, you're refinancing, the bagel loan is for you. How do you get the bagel loan? You call Stewie on his personal cell phone, and I'm going to give you his number in just a moment. The bagel loan is very unique. When I think of a bagel, I think of something I want to eat, put some butter on there. I'm not into lox and cream cheese. That's not me. A lot of you are. But I'm into that zero in the middle. When you look at a bagel, you don't see anything in the middle. Nothing. Zero. And the reason it's called the bagel loan is because that is what you will pay Stewie. Zero. Nothing. No lender fees. No appraisal fees. It is the bagel loan. And if you're buying a home, if you need a mortgage or you're refinancing, you want the bagel loan. Here's Stewie's personal cell phone number. Get a hold of Stewie. Tell him you want to know more about the bagel loan. 561-379-4441. That's 561-379-4441. Buying a home, need a mortgage, refinancing, you will pay Stewie nothing with the bagel loan. MLS number 226715. When you take a look at just 2023, and you take a look at what our teams in South Florida did and how exciting things were, and I told you guys when it was happening to take it all in and enjoy it, because this will probably never happen again, where we've got two teams in South Florida going to the Final Four. We have the Heat and Panthers both going to their championship rounds. The Miami Dolphins, well, they still haven't won a playoff game in 24 years. But the Marlins, they even made the postseason. I was there in Philadelphia, wild card round, had the best cheesesteak of my entire life. Had it twice because it was so good. Oh, my gosh. Every time I think about Philadelphia now, all I think about is that cheesesteak. The absolute best. Angelo's. Oh, so good. 2023 was amazing for us. Sports-wise, it was fantastic. And now, you take a look at what's going on and what some teams have learned, like I was just talking about with the Heat and Panthers, and you start to think, all right, what is going to work? Unfortunately, the Canes basketball team, and I hate even bringing them up again, but they're not even going to have a get-together on Sunday for that selection show because it looked like they quit on Jim Larrañaga, losing 10 straight conference games. They go from a Final Four to completely out of it. When hanging up a banner is the biggest event you have the entire year, that is not good. You're supposed to learn from your experience. Sometimes you have a bad experience, you learn from it, and you make it a good one. Or you learn from your very positive experience, and you want to continue to do it that way so you can have that experience again. For the Canes, and I know in sports it works a little differently because you've got players 1 year and then they're gone the next, but for the Canes, nothing was really learned. They gave up. Last year they were giving it their all. This year they gave up. For the Miami Heat, they went through a gauntlet last season. Now, if they're going to get back to the NBA Finals again, they're going to have to go through that gauntlet again. The Florida Panthers, complete opposite of last season, in a good way. At least we think it's going to be in a good way. Right now, it looks like a good way. You go from the 8 seed to probably what looks like the 1 seed, and you should, keyword should, have an easier path to the Stanley Cup final. When you look at the Panthers and the Heat comparison, and then you see what the Canes just did compared to last year, I would say the Heat are much closer to doing what the UM basketball team did than doing what the Panthers currently have going on. It's very clear when you look at the standings. For the Panthers, they could have easily gone the Heat's route and said, hey, we were the 8th seed. We didn't bust our butts during the regular season. Look where we got. So let's not bust our butts when we don't have to. The Panthers are going all out this regular season, playing fantastic. Hopefully that works come playoff time. The Miami Heat, they're sort of going the same route, just chilling. So I see the Panthers as a team that has a fire lit big time underneath of them. They liked going to the cup, but they want the cup, and they want it now, and they're playing like it. Watching them is a whole lot of fun. It's a lot more fun watching the Panthers than it is the Miami Heat. And it's not just right now. It's been this entire season. The Heat, in your mind as a fan, you've probably gone back and forth a few times. What the heck is wrong with this team? Okay, now everything is right and Jimmy's excellent. And now,
oh no, we suck again.
That back and forth in your mind, it's tough. With the Panthers, there's been no back and forth this season. To me, these teams have two completely different philosophies. They have the same goal. The goal is to win the championship. That's what Pat Riley, Eric Spoelstra, Mickey Arison, and all the players in the Miami Heat want to do. That is exactly what Vinny Viola, Doug Cifu, Matt Caldwell, Bill Zito, Paul Maurice, and all the players on the Florida Panthers want to do. They want a championship. They want a parade. But it's how they go about getting to that goal. Which will be the better approach? I like the Panthers' approach. I'm not a fan of the Heat's approach at this moment. But in 2 months from now, we could all be fans of the Heat's approach and not the Panthers' approach. The only thing we could do now is just wait. I hope both approaches work. I don't know what your approach is when it comes to your financial future or retirement, but if it's not something you're planning for, well, maybe you should change that and start planning now. And let Trajan Wealth help you with that. Trajan Wealth is located locally in Palm Beach. We got a lot of people wagering on games. It's March Madness. It's all cool. It's fun, entertaining, but you should never bet on your retirement or your financial future. Let Trajan Wealth design a plan that's based around your goals. That's what they will do for you, and it will cost you nothing to set up a meeting with Trajan Wealth. Visit TrajanWealth.com. That's TrajanWealth.com. Or call Trajan Wealth at 561-390-1000. Don't wait any longer. Let Trajan Wealth start to help you right away. Advisory services are offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor, and this is a paid advertisement. 2 weeks away from opening day at Lone Depot Park. I spoke earlier again about the instruments, and I can't wait to hear those. But the actual team on the field, what are we going to see? And while there's definitely a lot of injuries around Major League Baseball, particularly with the New York Yankees, there's a lot with our Miami Marlins. Arm-wise, the Marlins have problems. Sandy Alcantara, already out for the season, had Tommy John surgery. Yuri Perez left his start yesterday. This is the second time that he left his start because he has a nail issue on his hand. Edward Cabrera was taken out of his last start before he even threw a pitch. He's got a shoulder issue. Braxton Garrett's out for a bit with an arm issue. If this Marlins team does not get good starting pitching, it's not going to be a minor step back this season. It's going to be a major one. The lineup, can you trust it? Are they going to get 140 games out of Jazz? If they do, that would be great production. Speed, power. But the way he plays, and the way he plays makes him good, but it just doesn't allow him to be healthy. Is Tim Anderson going to have a huge bounce back year? Or is he what he was last season? A full year of Berger and Bell is good. Those guys can hit. But I just don't see where the homers and RBIs are really going to come from all the time. That's all the time I've got for this Thursday afternoon. I'm off tomorrow. I'll be back with you on Monday. For now, I'm Andy Slater, and I'll see you later.